Chapter 9 and Chapter 10, New Words. A giant, noun and adjective. Much bigger than something usually is. Calm down, verb. Stop feeling excited, worried, or angry. An ingredient, noun. Different ingredients together make a meal or medicine. A recipe, noun. Information about how to make a meal. Test, verb. You test something new to see if it is good. A list, noun. You write a list and then you go shopping. Chapter 9. Mr. Cranky's Great Idea. The next day, when George's father came downstairs to breakfast, he was very excited.
"I've got a great idea," he said.
"What is it, Dad?"
George asked him.
"We need more of your marvellous medicine."
"But the saucepan's empty, Dad," George said. "We gave it all to our animals yesterday. Why do we need more medicine?"
"My dear boy, we need to make lots and lots of it," Mr. Cranky cried. "Then we'll sell it to every farmer in the world. Then they can all have giant animals too. We'll build a marvellous medicine factory, and we'll sell the medicine in bottles for £5 each. We'll become rich and famous."
"But wait, Dad," George said.
"We won't wait,"
Mr. Cranky shouted. He was very excited now, and he poured milk on his bread and he put butter in his coffee.
"Don't you understand, George? With your medicine, nobody will ever be hungry again."
"Why won't they be hungry?" George asked.
"Because one giant cow will make 50 bottles of milk every day," Mr. Cranky said, waving his arms in the air. "And one giant chicken will make 100 chicken dinners. Your medicine will change the world."
"But wait," George said.
"Don't keep saying that," cried Mr. Cranky. "We mustn't wait for 1 minute. We must start now."
"You must calm down, my dear," said Mrs. Cranky from the other end of the table. "Why don't you listen to George? He's trying to tell you something." "Dad," George said, "the problem is..."
But Mr. Cranky was too excited and did not listen.
"There's no problem, George," he said. "We just need to put the same ingredients into the saucepan. I'll write everything on a piece of paper. Then we will have the magic recipe. We'll test it on an old chicken. And when we know that we have the right recipe, we will build the medicine factory."
"But Dad," said George.
"Okay, George," said Mr. Cranky. "What is it?"
"I put lots of different ingredients in my medicine, and I can't remember all of them."
"Of course you can, my dear boy," Mr. Cranky said. "I'll help you. What did you put into the saucepan first?"
"I went to the bathroom first," George said. "I used lots of things from the bathroom and your bedroom."
"Then let's go upstairs," cried Mr. Cranky.
In the bathroom, they found lots of empty bottles and boxes.
"This is great," Mr. Cranky said. "If a bottle or box is empty, we know that you put it in the medicine."
Mr. Cranky started making a list of every empty bottle and box in the bathroom. Then they went to Mr. and Mrs. Cranky's bedroom, and Mr. Cranky wrote face powder, hair cream and perfume on his list.
This is excellent, Mr. Cranky said. It's going to be easy.
Which room did you go to next?
I went to the kitchen, George said. But I hope that I didn't forget anything in the bathroom.
They went to the kitchen, and again Mr. Cranky wrote the names of all the empty bottles and boxes on his list.
Wow, you used a lot of ingredients, he said. I'm not surprised that your medicine did magic things. Is that everything?
No, Dad, it isn't, George said.
He told his father about the animal medicines, and Mr. Cranky added them to the list too.
Is that everything now? He asked.
George thought and thought, but he could not remember any more ingredients. Mr. Cranky jumped into his car and he drove to the village to buy all the ingredients on his list.